Ryan remembered seeing a nervous bounty hunter in a clothing store in a nameless ville in Pennsylvania fire 8 shots from a Ruger P-85 at a dodging killer. All of the shots were at a range of less than 10 feet, and every single bullet missed the target. That wasn't going to happen at that range with a 20-gauge scattergun.
Now thou canst strip thy bubonic bodies naked, and then chain thyselves to the walls, and we shall commence the service.
The instruments of torture in the hot coals were already beginning to glow cherry red.
The scum of my parish will be so happy when they hear that I have consecrated a pair of strangers in the church. They will be happy because they will know that they will be spared for a short while. But it will be a very short while.
Ryan hadn't moved, leaning on his clumsy walking stick, clinging to each passing second. Mildred and JB hadn't been all that far away from the little church, and there was always a remote chance that they might come along and save the day. It was a small hope.
Close off.
Please.
The time for begging will come later, when the blood flows and salt fills your eyes and mouth, and your flesh is scorched, and you crave butter for the smarten. But there is no butter here in hell.
Just let her go and keep me.
I have 2 pets for my collection. Why, outlander filth, should I give either of you up?
The shotgun barrels were about 8 feet away from the 2 prisoners. Christy took a step toward the priest, her hands spread imploringly.
Please?
Instinctively, Sander took a similar step back from her, gesturing with the big shotgun for her to stay where she was. But his movement made him bump into the dangling corpse. The monk turned to glance at the bobbing body, and the Winchester scattergun swung away with him. The monk was knocked off balance. Sander kicked out, but Ryan had a good grip on the man's right leg, just above the ankle. He levered up with all of his strength, trying to ignore the stabbing pain from his wounded thigh. He hefted the huge figure backward, keeping himself tucked under the man's belly so that the monk couldn't reach him with the scattergun, but the friar still tried.
Fuck you!
Ryan ignored the blow to his shoulder, still crouching at the man's feet. Christy launched herself feet first at Sander. The large man just swayed backwards, giving Ryan the chance to try a second heave on his leg.
Get the blaster!
Ryan crawled over the downed body.
Fire blast!
Sander clubbed Ryan's head with his forearm. Christy grabbed desperately at the barrels of the Winchester, keeping them steered away from Ryan as Sander fought to fire the second 20-gauge round at his attackers. The priest was now on his back, close to the larger of the braziers, one chubby hand gripping the stock of the Winchester, the other scrabbling down at Ryan, trying to beat him away. The man was extraordinarily powerful, and Ryan couldn't get a good stranglehold on him, nor could he pry loose the shotgun.
Oh, bastard shitters!
I love you too.
Ryan finally managed to snatch the monk's left hand. He twisted and snapped the thumb out of its socket. Sander's robe had ridden up over his knees, and he kicked out at Christy, making contact with her ribs. She flew sideways, still holding desperately to the man's forearm, her weight pulled on the shotgun. Christy was thrown to one side. Ryan batted aside the flailing shotgun. Then he brought around his elbow.
You're fucking dead.
Ryan straddled the monk. Ryan's sole desire was to end it, and end it quickly. Ryan glanced quickly around, seeing that Christy was struggling to sit up, rubbing the side of her head. He was aware of the scorching heat from the iron brazier at his side, the wooden handles of the torture instruments, mostly wrapped in steaming wet rags. Ryan grabbed at the nearest, seeing that it was a straight iron poker with a twisted end, like a corkscrew. The tip glowed almost white hot. The handle, despite the protective rags, was almost too hot to hold. Sander blinked open his puffy eyes, shaking his shaven head as if he couldn't recognize what was happening, or couldn't believe it.
Say ah!
Ryan carefully placed the almost molten iron tip over Sander's mouth. The stench of blistering flesh flooded Ryan's nostrils, almost making him puke. But Ryan was as cold as granite. He pushed the probe down to the back of the monk's mouth, over the burned tongue, into the top of his throat, filling the dying man's lungs with the stink of his own burning flesh.